BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm going to throw something out there for you, Jamie. You know how the internet is, right? Causing trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what to ever believe. Yeah.
Yeah, you were just talking about something in North Carolina.
Yeah, they said that they built 100 tiny homes, and then the county came in and said that they won't pass inspection, and they kicked everybody out.
Who knows if it's true?
I don't know if that's. I said that sounds so suspicious.
It does.
Yeah,
it
right.
And the internet is really bad about just starting conspiracy theories. Okay.
Yep.
One popped up yesterday, and I'm just going to give you a sentence,
okay,
and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. In fact, you probably have already seen this because you're always on there, too. Jay Leno, did he fall down a hill?
Oh. I didn't see what they were guessing. I did see, so you're I saw this headline. So you're telling me Jay Leno, the multi-millionaire, was staying at the Hampton Inn and fell down a hill? That's all I saw. I was like, well, what's that supposed to be?
Man, did that blow up yesterday.
So what were they saying? What was the...
All right, first of all...
The rumor.
They're saying there's no proof that he ever stayed at the Hampton Inn.
Okay.
He's worth $500 million. A guy like him does not stay at the Hampton Inn. A guy like him does not walk to a restaurant alone. And you certainly don't take an off-beaten path that goes right alongside a cliff, right? And then I saw a picture of the hill he fell down. Did you see that picture?
I did not.
There's no rocks. It's basically brush. And it's not a hill that's a cliff. It's very slanted so that you wouldn't fall as much as he got injured, I guess I would say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
From the look of it.
Right.
Now, anything can happen or whatever. One of the rumors that's out there is that Jay Leno... Let me play the audio,
okay,
first of all. This is from yesterday.
This is the rumor.
Okay. This is the audio.
This is audio.
Yeah, this is Jay Leno talking about his injuries, okay?
Yeah.
Hang on 1 second.
Well, I was staying at a hotel. It was on a hill, and there was a... I said, "Hey, where's a good place to eat?" Oh, the bottom of this. So I went out. The restaurant was there, but to get to it, I didn't have a car. So you had to go walk about a mile and a half around. I said, "Well, the hill doesn't look that steep. It's about 60, 70 feet. Let me see if I can go down the hill."
Down!
And then I fell down. Boom, boom, boom.
I saw
boom.
You roll down the hill.
Rolled down the hill. Hit my head on a rock. Knocked me in the eye. There you go.
I don't know. Did you have to go to the hospital?
Well, I did the show, and then when I came back to L.A., I went to the hospital.
So you performed?
That's right.
You performed first, and then you went, you know, to get...
Well, it was only a couple hours before the show.
Now, Jamie, you said this yesterday. There's a lot in this story that doesn't add up.
Right, but as I was thinking about it, like, so let's say you went to Marion, Illinois, and did a show, okay?
Okay.
There's no hotels that are over 4 stars. They're just not available.
All right.
So we are agreeing that there is a Hampton Inn and there is a hill, right?
Yes.
So,
I saw the picture. You see the sign, the Hampton Inn. You see the hill. A lot of brush on the hill. It doesn't look like what I expected for... Was it in California when this happened?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was Southern California.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a coastline of Southern California that I pictured.
Well, yeah, but remember,
okay,
there's Bakersfield, there's Sacramento.
No. You're right. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying there's a lot of things that don't add up. When you listen to the story. Hey, you mentioned this yesterday. He went and did a show?
Afterwards.
Dude, when you see this guy, he's got a broken wrist. You can't go do a show with a broken...
See, I didn't see that he had a broken wrist.
Yeah.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah, he's got a big support piece on it.
Oh, he does?
And it's like this, and there's bandages around his hand. Yeah, it's broken. He says it's broken, too.
But I was worried about internal bleeding.
Well, see, that's what I can't get over.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you get that bruised by just taking a fall down a hill.
So, well, yeah, but I mean,
well,
first of all, he might be on blood thinners.
Yeah, there's...
If you're
you
on
could.
Blood thinners, you're going to bruise like a son of a bitch.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Because my dad would bruise, like, you'd touch him and he'd bruise.
Yeah, okay. The bruises make sense to me, okay? But his story doesn't.
What's the theory?
The theories?
Yeah, what are the theories?
They're all over the place.
Oh, tell me.
The number one theory that's out there is he is hugely in debt. Gambling.
Oh, my God.
Gambling.
Really?
And then a loan shark.
Oh, beat him up?
Beat him up. Beat him up. Whoa. Dragged him out back of his show and beat him up real good.
Wow, that's
great.
Then
sent him back in there to do his comedy routine.
Really?
I don't know, but there are all kinds of
I've never seen him out gambling. That's weird.
I have no idea.
or is it like he's doing...
It's Italian mob, they call it.
Like DraftKings or something?
No. This is like a shark, a bookie.
You got a bookie.
Okay. A local bookie that you're calling. Hey, do me a favor. Put me down $3,000 on the Los Angeles Rams tonight. All right. Put me down.
Wouldn't he just sell a few cars if he's in debt?
You would think. Yeah.
He has cars that are worth $1 million.
I'm just going off the theories that are out there, okay? Don't blame me.
No, I'm just saying, like, I put my rare, you know, Ford Model T up for sale. Yeah.
And they have been looking into, now you know as well as I do, Jamie, that a lot of people use aliases when they go to hotels, when they're celebrities, okay? That's been that way forever, okay? Right. So he could have done that, but they have been looking into it, and they cannot connect him to this Hampton Inn at all.
Well, yeah, he would.
They being the people that are looking into it.
He wouldn't put his name under Jay Leno.
No, but you could kind of track it back.
But
I'm sure
he's a LLC and it's his corporation booked it.
They've yet to find a witness, they say, that was at the hotel.
They're talking to the manager, too, of the restaurant that he supposedly went to, and the manager said he didn't see him.
Well, because he fell down a cliff.
He fell down a hill, though.
But
see, I don't get it.
If Jay Leno comes into my restaurant, I know Jay Leno's there.
We don't know that he made it to the restaurant.
That was never.
Remember, we talked about that yesterday. I go, did he get to eat?
No.
Remember?
I don't think he ever went to the restaurant. He never says that, Chappelle. So I don't think that guy's to believe. Now, what I do find suspicious is they've spoken to the people at the hotel, and no one there can confirm he was there.
That is odd.
Now, that to me sends a little bit of a shockwave into the story. But the fact that he didn't show up at the restaurant, I could see that. He fell down a hill.
Okay, but if he has like a personal assistant or if his manager was with him, his manager checks them both in, two rooms, and he gives them the key and he's never seen, right? That's how you do it.
Why are you protecting a gambler?
I'm just saying, do you think that Justin Timberlake goes up to the front desk at the Hampton Inn?
Hi, I'm Justin Timberlake. I'm checking in.
Yeah, he does everything himself, like drive a car after he's been drinking.
I'm just saying they have people.
Yeah.
You know, take care of their all
but
their
you have to,
travel.
And Jamie, you brought this up yesterday.
I did.
There's a few things that don't add
up. But the gambling,
okay?
Don't tell me he's a gambler.
I'm not falling for the gambling story. Okay. I'm just saying there are a few things that don't add up here. It just doesn't.
But do we know what town he was in? Because probably the Hampton is the nicest hotel in a small town. Hey,
can you find that, Spadell? Where was he? Where did this fall happen at?
Because maybe he's just like, I'm just staying one night. I'm just going to, you know, book the Hampton. I don't need to stay at the Four Seasons for $1,500 a night.
Man, he is so jacked up.
He is.
You got to see this.
But it doesn't make sense. I think I'm sorry to interrupt. Is that he performed?
Yeah, see, that's the part.
That's the part I'm having
It gets me,
with.
Too.
Yep.
It's in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The hill is?
Yeah.
But what?
It says he was in a town called Hempfield, which is near Pittsburgh.
So Hempfield sounds small. I bet that's the only thing they had available. It's like Marion, Illinois. You can't go. There's no Four Seasons unless you go to St. Louis.
All right.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Hempfield?
Hempfield. Yeah.
Hempfield.
Hempfield.
Hempfield. Yeah.
Hempfield.
Well, he fell in that field, didn't he?
So he's doing really big gigs, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe he is, bro.
I expected more.
All right. Forget about the conspiracy theory. He doesn't owe a lot of money to a shark.
Don't say that.
Yeah. Man, you got to see the picture, though. If you haven't seen Jay Leno, he's got an eye patch over one of his eyes. It's literally completely shut together from the injury. It's just so bad.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.